Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Family Answer Man. Phone lines are now open, 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. That is a toll-free number, 855-279-3758. Show airs Mondays and Thursday evenings, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, I mentioned before, this will, in the some near future, be moving to an earlier time once schedule permits. But for the time being, it does air at those times, 8 p.m. Monday and Thursday evening Pacific time. You can find the show at blogtalkradio.com/jfitter. Or you can find old episodes that you can listen to anytime you want directly if you go to Facebook, Family Answer Man. Just type in Family Answer Man. You can like that page and that you'll get updates. But you can go on there and you'll see just about, if not all of them, just about all the episodes we've had so far. Some interesting topics. So once again, go to Family Answer Man on Facebook and you'll see the old episodes that you can listen to whenever you like. But for live and call in, 8 p.m. Mondays and Thursday, 855-279-3758. This is an educational show designed to help address issues relating to relationships, parenting, children's issues, any type of family kinds of problems and issues and things like that. However, this is not designed to take the place of psychotherapy because this is a radio show. This is not face-to-face therapy, so for those of you who are in need of it, please don't feel like this is going to take its place. You can find plenty of competent therapists out there to do that service for you. Once again, Family Answer Man, you can get all the information you like there. You can also contact the show directly at area code 951-272-8304. Once again, 951-272-8304. A bit about me. I'm a licensed family therapist. I've been in California, been in practice for a little over 20 years. Work with both primarily in private practice, dealing with just about every issue you can imagine. I also do parenting workshops and couples workshops. If you're interested in that, you can communicate with me directly on the Facebook page at Family Answer Man or contact the office at 951-272-8304. I also work in juvenile hall with adolescent offenders. And so I've kind of been doing these and doing more workshops lately, more parenting. Most of the workshops I do are based on the book that I wrote titled Respect Your Children. I often get a lot of questions about that title. You know, parents will say to me, you know, why should I respect my children? They're supposed to be respecting me. And sort of the short answer is that basically we are role models to our kids. And if we role model respect, we have a much better chance of getting that respect back because you can't make your kids respect you. You can force them to do certain things, but you can't force them to respect you. So, but you can role model it. And you can develop where they believe that is the right thing to do. And that's how you begin to move in that direction. Let's see, what else am I leaving out around here? I mentioned the website you can go listen to it, at Blog Talk Radio. It's an educational show. So feel free to call. I'm going to have a topic tonight. We're going to be talking about anxiety. But you can feel free to contact the show with any other questions at 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. If you have questions during the week, feel free to go on Family Answer Man. You can post the questions there, and I will reply either directly to you from that site or If it's something that I think is going to be relevant for other listeners, I will discuss it on the show. So tonight I want to talk a bit about anxiety. And a lot of times when we think about anxiety, we immediately think of just being negative. You know, that, oh, this is, you know, this is bad, he suffers from anxiety. But I want you to think about it more as sort of a spectrum from one extreme to the other. And in one extreme, you have no anxiety. And then you're looking at a person who has no motivation, no drive, sort of like a zombie. Not the Walking Dead zombie, okay? So I don't want you to get that idea. I'm not talking about they're not going attacking people. But somebody who is just sits there and you try to talk to them, you think, oh my gosh, I got to get out of here because this person is boring me to death. You know, because they have no energy. You can think about anxiety almost as being like energy in a way. So somebody with none at all, you know, that's not a person you're going to want to spend too much time hanging around with, unless you're having trouble sleeping. On the other end, you have a person, the other end of that spectrum, you got a person who is having constant panic attacks. And maybe this is someone that, maybe this is you, maybe this is someone you know, but believe me, panic attacks are pretty common. It can get to the point where it's so extreme where they become like agoraphobic and they can't leave their house. I've worked with people who, you know, hadn't left their house for years. You know, they because walking out the door, they have a panic attack. So there's an example where the anxiety is so intense that it is debilitating, okay? But talk a little bit about what it is. So the idea is that we need some amount of anxiety, okay? Because let's say I was going to give a speech in front of a crowd. I stood up there, and 50 people or 100 or 1,000 are listening, and I say, well, I think we need to talk about parenting issues. You know, and I'm going to put everybody to sleep. On the other hand, you have a person with too much anxiety, and they're like, okay, we're going to talk about these things, and this is really important because we really got to do this because, you know, and just being around that person puts you on edge. So we need some anxiety if we can channel it correctly to allow us to be up there and we're speaking to someone and saying, okay, this is what we're going to be doing today. Here's what we're going to talk about. We can be motivational and we can talk about those kind of things. But so it's a matter of learning how to manage your anxiety. Now, why is anxiety important? I want to talk about something that a lot of you may have heard this term called fight or flight. Okay, so let's pretend you're walking down the street, you're just taking a casual walk, just sort of looking at the trees or just kind of just unwinding from the day. And all of a sudden, you see out of the corner of your eye, this big dog just broke free from its chain and is charging directly at you. And this thing is mean looking. He's barking and he is getting closer and you can just see the drool coming from his mouth, and it's like, oh man, this dog's getting ready to, this dog's going to attack me. This dog's going to bite me. Okay? So what happens? What happens is we go into what we call fight or flight. Well, why do we call it fight or flight? Fight because our body is going to prepare us to stand there and defend ourselves, this dog, to do what we need to do to protect ourselves. Or two, flight, run like heck. Run as fast as you can. Reminds me, I've always heard people talk about, if you get chased by a dog, if you're with someone, it's pretty tough to outrun some dogs. And what I always say is, you know, you don't have to be faster than a dog. You only have to be faster than the person you're with. So, for what that's worth, I hear people laughing out there. I just can't hear it here on the set. But, so this dog's coming at you, and immediately what happens is your heart rate jumps up, okay? Your heart rate starts going a lot faster. Your breathing becomes rapid and shallow. Your blood vessels constrict. Your blood pressure goes up. You get this burst of energy, adrenaline, burst of energy, and you need it because you're going to use that energy. You're going to use all these things combined, all these parts in your body working together so that you can fight off that dog or you have the energy to start running really quick. Okay? So that's an example of the fight or flight. And we need to have that because just think for a moment, if you didn't have that anxiety, that energy level, what would happen? You'd be sitting there and a dog come charging at you, go, oh gosh, I'm getting ready to be attacked. This is not good. And you probably wouldn't last too long. So our body, our nervous system, is kind of broken up into two main parts. One that's designed to work, it's sort of like an on-off switch on a light, with a light, either one or the other. One of them is the is that fight or flight, that energy, that anxiety we have. And as you can see, in a situation like that, you'd need it. The other one is the relaxed state. You picture you're sitting around, maybe you're sitting at home, reading a book in front of a fireplace or something, and your whole body is just completely calm. You feel completely at peace. Or you might be sitting at the beach somewhere, just listening to the waves, or watching them come in, rush into shore, and rushing back out. And at that point, your heart rate is much slower. Your breathing is slower, but it's deeper. It's more deep into your diaphragm, your stomach. Your extremities get warmer. Your hands, you know, they're warmer because the blood vessels relax and goes out there. So the blood, your blood pressure goes back down and things like that. So that is a very calm state. And for some of you, you probably haven't felt that way in a long time. But the fact is, this is something you can learn. And when you see, one of the biggest problems is going back to the story about the dog coming to attack you. You have all those feelings, you know, and your body's ready to go. But you don't feel, it doesn't feel weird because this is like your body saying, I'm ready to do what I have to do. I have a legitimate reason to for my heart to be racing, to have all this energy because I need to run or I need to fight this dog off or something. But we'll go back to where I talked about panic attacks, people who have so much anxiety. In many ways, it's the exact same sensations. Their heart rate goes faster. Their breathing increases, which causes them to feel lightheaded. Everything happens. They have all this burst of energy that comes to them. The problem, though, is that they have nothing to do with it. There's nothing to run away from. There's no dog chasing them. There's nothing that they need for the fight or flight, but yet they have those same symptoms of fight or flight. So then they're sitting around just shaking because they have all this energy and they're freaking out going, what the heck's going on? What's happening to me? That's where we can learn. And I'm not going to be able to tell you everything on here because this is not a one-time kind of a thing where you can kind of do it. But what I'm saying is to understand this. Is that anxiety in the right situation is perfectly normal and helpful when your body needs to protect itself. But when those kind of things start happening, when there's nothing going on, that's when you have these panic attacks, and that's when you have to learn and really get some help. And that's where a person would benefit from therapy. Very often they'll go see their doctor, get some medication. Sometimes people will get medication, or certain meds that a lot of times doctors will prescribe for anxiety. They tend to do a really good job. They take a couple of weeks to work, but they're very subtle and they tend to work very well. But sometimes people will take these meds, the term, the most common ones that I see prescribed by doctors are called SSRIs, and they'll take them and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. I don't think I really need to do anything else. I don't really need to go to counseling or anything now because I'm feeling all right. So they take the meds, and after a while, the doctor goes, okay, it's time to start weaning you off these meds. And then they start weaning them off, and then the symptoms come back. So the problem there is they become just dependent on the meds. The best case scenario is you take those meds, but you get involved in therapy. And you learn how, like I mentioned here, how to turn off that fight or flight, how to turn off that anxiety, which you can learn. Because the fact of the matter is, you learned how to turn it on. you didn't have those panic attacks when you were born. So you learn how to turn it off while your whole body is calmer anyway, because you're taking maybe some meds short term. And then when it gets time to stop taking the medication, you then have the tools necessary to be successful and not have panic attacks anymore, not be filled with anxiety. So you no longer need them. Then you have long-term success. But once again, like I said, you look at anxiety like a continuum, like a spectrum from one end to the other. Okay, we need that certain amount of energy. We need to be able to do things like, we need that energy to do things like go to work. Okay, you need a certain amount of anxiety, a certain amount of energy to go to work, to have hobbies, to hang out with your friends, and things like that. So remember, anxiety, if you harness it correctly, you can use it to your benefit. Whether it's simple thing like protecting yourself, whether it's speaking with friends, going to your job, giving out the amount of energy that you need to be successful at something. But the anxiety that's unharnessed, that just comes and goes randomly for no reason at all, when I get this flood of energy but nothing to do with it, that's where it becomes detrimental. And that's where it not only has an effect on you as far as your ability to function in everyday life, but also can have long-term effects such as hypertension, heart disease, a lot of other things that can be associated with uncontrolled anxiety. The bottom line about anxiety is it is a fear of the fear. And often people think, I'm just afraid of speaking in public. Not really. What you're afraid of is the fear that you feel when you speak in public. I'm afraid of going to the dentist. No, you're afraid of the fear that you have when you go to the dentist. So it's a fear of the fear. And when you have anxiety attacks, the easiest way to give yourself a panic attack is to say, I hope I don't have a panic attack now. And you're almost guaranteed to get one. So learning how to harness that, learning how the strategies, tools, there's dozens of tools that are available. Many things I use with people. I teach them breathing techniques. I teach it guided imagery. We look at the reasonings behind it. Multiple strategies depending on the individual. And often it's a one particular event that happened a long time ago that causes you to begin to feel panicky at that time, because that was a legitimate reason. But then now all of a sudden it becomes generalized and you feel panicky in situations where you don't even need to. So the fact of the matter is, if you do struggle with anxiety or panic attacks, you really can get help and it really can change. I mean, I've worked literally with hundreds of people over my career with anxiety and panic attacks, and have had a lot of success, and people can change them. But you need to be willing to reach out and get help. And that's often scary to think, I've got to go talk to somebody, you know, because I don't want to talk about my anxiety. That's even more scary. But do it, and things will improve and things can improve. If you think this episode was helpful or would be helpful to someone you know, please feel free to forward it to them or send them the link on Family Answer Man on Facebook, and they can listen to it. It'll be actually available within a few minutes after we finish up right now. Once again, have any questions, please go on to Family Answer Man on Facebook. You can post your questions. You can also contact the show directly at 951-272-8304. Some of you say that's a different phone number, because this is the number that's available all the time. The one during the show is only for showtime, the 855 number. So if you want to contact show directly, 951-272-8304, and pass this on to someone you think might benefit, someone who is struggling with anxiety. Thank you very much. Have a good evening, and we'll see you all again on Monday.